Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix, and happy Sunday, everybody. I'm coming to you from the island of Maui, Hawaii, and I always like to talk about a couple things before I get going. I have some calls on the board, and we'll get to them in just a couple minutes. For those that have not listened to this show before, this is about helping you rise, raise your vibration. It's not about predicting the future. It's about creating a new future for yourself in the new heightened energy on the planet. I know it might not seem like it, but it's because there's one world that's dying away while another one is being born. And another way to look at it is that the darkness needs to be illuminated by the light. So the best thing you can do at this time, unless you really feel like you're called to work on one of our major issues that we have right now, the crisis at the border is so sad, and it's hard for me. It always has been hard for me. Because I care about everybody, to see people suffering so, and especially young people, and to even think of them suffering for a moment is hard for me. So, but there's a lot of problems. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of people who need to step up to leadership roles because we need better legislatures and leaders, government employees. We need, we're pretty much having the wrong people in positions of power, and the power is shifting. So like I said, in order for the change to happen, the best thing, well, I was about to explain how it works, the best thing is for the right leadership and the right people and the people that are illuminated and empowered with their purpose and their souls to step up and start doing what they're supposed to do. Because when you flood the darkness with light, there is no more darkness. So that's the best thing to wrap your mind around right now, that the greatest thing you can do, no matter how heartbreaking or confusing some of this stuff is for you to shine your light as bright as you possibly can. And if you don't know what you're doing with your life or what your God-given talents are, I help people with that. But just know that being loved to the extent that you are able at any given time is the most valuable thing you can do right now. And Spirit has been telling me that for the last year or two. While life is, you know, it's kind of moving a little slow, it seems, even if you're doing the right thing, because a lot of people feel really stuck. So I'm doing this show to help people get unstuck. And as I said, it's not about predicting the future. When I tell a person what direction they should move in, yeah, it would be wise to move into a certain direction. That does not mean predicting the future, but I hope you get my point. And I'm going to go to the readings. Oh, yeah, last thing I want to say is this is really a challenging time for everybody, and it doesn't matter who. There's very few people that are skating through this time. Even people that prepared themselves for this time are having challenges. We have to let go of the old ways and embrace the new ways of functioning in a higher energy, and that takes special tools. So I'll help you with that as well. And I'm going to go to my first call on the board. Thanks for holding so long. You've been on hold for quite some time. 845 area code. What can we work on today?
Hi, Alana. How are you? This is Lucy.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, good. Long time not talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. I would like to for you to see and talk about confidence and align with our my desire. What do you think about that?
Confidence with aligning with your desires?
A lot of funny stuff is happening to me, and I know it's for the greatest good. But it's a lot of stuff. And then I realized...
Well, as soon as you said that, it reminded me, so I thought I'd mention, when I first started signals from the time I was very small, young as I can remember. But as things were just kind of random throughout my life, I would always have trouble believing it, and I've heard other people say that. And the portal through which our intuition comes from, or the things of our heart, our talents, or just our desires as they will manifest, can be hard for us to believe because often they're very much in contrast to what we think is possible. And it's hard to believe at times, to trust in what we know. And I've been doing intuitive reading since the early 90s, and it wasn't until a few years ago that I really, really, really trusted it. And I don't know if that helps. I think people need to hear that everybody goes through that, where I just had a conversation with a fairly longtime friend of mine who said, yeah, I mean, I don't trust the things that seemingly came through me that weren't of me. It's hard to believe. And then I think people shelf it. And lately, hanging on to your desires and just believing that the universe will deliver what it will each day, a lot of times we don't see that it's leading us to that desire, or it wants to make us happy and bring us things in ways that we didn't expect to. So that's the one thing I've been working on in these times, is to really embrace the little things in life and the little surprises, whether it's finding a quarter on the ground or finding the right papaya in the pile, you know, just the little things in life, how good my coffee tastes, and let the other things come as they will. And I got to say that really, really embracing that, a lot of things have come my way in the last week. So anyway, I think everybody needs to hear that, and you triggered that thought in me. And since I only have a couple of calls on the board, I am doing a show to inform people. Did I strike on anything for you, or did I miss it completely?
When you see my energy, when you see my energy, you can see my energy. Can you see my energy? Is together, or is it like all over? Because
okay,
it's something like simple, yes. Yeah. Are you using my energy together, or you think that I need to?
I'm going to help you with your perception of your energy, because I can feel and see your energy.
Please.
Yeah, your energy, all of our energy is in a lot more layers than we've been led to believe, because we exist on many different levels. And what I pick up in you in particular, the first thing Spirit wants me to point out to you is that, and I think we've kind of gone down this road in the past too, is that you're one of the souls that's connected to the Christ energy, the Christ vibration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
What
I'm definitely picking this up from Spirit. I'm not just doing a random, you know, like I can read a million things, but this is what Spirit is telling me to go down this road, is that, so you are tapped in very strongly to all of humanity. So this can make you feel tired and heavy, and also make you feel emotional, bogged down a lot of times. And it's because you're connected. So what it's really important for you to do every day is constantly clear your energy. And when you start, and I'm going to help you with that, because a lot of people probably need to hear this. See, some people will call you an empath, meaning you pick up everything. But it's because you are connected to everything, because of the field that your soul origin is from. So you can't change that. You can't separate yourself from that, or you separate yourself from your your authenticity and your true nature and your true path. So you want to stay connected to that, but clear your physical realm on a regular basis so that you feel the omnipresence only. You only feel the omnipresent love of the Christ vibration. Do you have days when you feel that way, or do you usually feel bogged down?
No, it happens then. I went for a vacation with a friend, and then I want to connect to the fourth dimension. I connected sometimes, but now I kind of busy with work, with class. Now I got laid off. And
yeah.
Since a month ago, I have been studying and connecting and doing some work with the Course in Miracles, which is a group.
Yeah.
A Spanish group, and they invited me. And then he told me, oh, you're running crazy. Then I wanted to go and see one of my friends. And he ran a car. And he said, oh, you can drive the car. I say, I don't know, because sometimes I feel like I don't drive. I drive, but then because he is sort of like, oh, you don't do the right or the left. Your left was too open. Your right was too blah, blah. Always has something to say about my driving. Then when I'm with my friend, I never drive. Mm-hmm. I say, okay, it's my car or his car or whatever. I always let him drive if I don't care. I don't want to hear nobody.
Yeah.
Then he say, but then because I'm so into, you know?
Yeah.
And then I kind of, sometimes my mind just cannot see. Oh,
yeah,
I
know what you're saying.
And I say, do I really did that? Really?
Yeah, because.
And it's a lot of.
Yeah. It's hard to discern between the different planes. Yeah, I totally understand what you're going through. I've been through just about everything. And I've been through different versions of what you just told me, particularly in the early 90s. So what happens is, this happens to a lot of people. This is important for people to hear, is that when you first try to move into the higher planes, your physical self, including your brain, your mind, have trouble processing because they have to adapt to a new way of processing things. And they're losing their grip. So that's why people get this mental fog, or they get confusion, or they kind of like, it's almost like this alternate reality. And it's because that part of you is used to calling attention to it, and now it's losing its grip. So we have to let it lose its grip and completely move into heart-centered focus. And so when we have people around us, whether it's our neighbors, our relatives, or just people we don't even know, and then their energy comes in, then it really makes it challenging. So this is only something that you can do day by day, but you have to practice focusing on your core, your breath. So you want to focus on your breath, focus on the love within. Be careful not to focus outside, because the outside is everything else. Everything's out there.
Mm-hmm.
When we go within, that's actually how we access the higher realms. And you can be within walking through the world, but if you're in between the two of them, then you're bumping into things. So work on moving just in the inner realms. This last year I've had to refresh that ability inside of myself because of what happened to the planet with all of this nonsense that's going on, and deception, the lies, and it's causing fear and confusion in people. So it's almost
exactly
as though it's made.
Fear.
Yeah. So whenever we fear something, or we justify fear, or we make excuses for fear, then we'll pick up fear. That's how we pick up energy, is we have to have an element of it in ourselves in order for us to sense it on the outside, even if it's a tiny little bit. So we have to keep telling our brain, you can call it your brain or your mind, that fear is not real and does not exist in God's. I use this when I traveled to California, because I had to deal with all of that on the airlines and the people and all the fear and confusion. And I just said, now I'm really going to be put to the test. I had to go see my grandchildren in December, and I was really put to the test.
Oh, wow.
And that I have to trust Spirit to guide me through this. And there were a few moments that were kind of touch and go, and I was guided. And it's hard to keep your clarity these days. You know, it's pretty tough. But you have to.
But you think then
have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
So yeah, you are
my
picking
mind
up
because,
everything. Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw I lost my mind because my mother died in January 26th, and then in January 28th, they told me my position was eliminated. I was
right.
I've been working for them 21 years plus.
Yeah.
Then I don't know if psychologically or I had like a mental break that I didn't experience or something.
Yeah.
Or what happened? It's like I don't.
And that's natural.
I pray a lot.
It's like being shattered because everything that was like your anchor was suddenly gone. So now everything had to make the switch over, and this is happening to everybody. I mean, and a lot of people don't realize it's happening to them. They may not have, maybe some people kept their job, but they're having to look at life differently, and there's various other things. And this is really happening to everybody, and I call it being shattered. And it's just that's why you have to do it one day at a time and just ask Spirit to help you and guide you through it. And Spirit will. Spirit knows how to guide you one day at a time. It's not like your higher self. When I say Spirit, I mean like all of the things of the higher realms. And that includes your soul, your oversoul, your higher self will guide you day by day, be in connection with it, intentional connection through your breath, through your intention, through putting your consciousness into your center of your being, and then clearing just visually with your eyes open and your eyes closed, with your hands or with your mind. Use colors and use your hand and use your breathing to clear the space around you, to keep giving you more space.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to do a, I wanted to announce that I'm going to be switching to a one-hour show within the next 2 weeks, and I'm going to switch it from Sunday. It's going to be on a weekday. But it's going to be a one-hour show, and I'm also going to be, I have a YouTube channel called The Violet Phoenix. I'm going to be creating podcasts. I just got a podcast lamp, which is really nice for putting the microphone and putting the phone and everything. So I'm going to try to make more informational videos about how to do all of this stuff. Almost like if I have a video library and then you have a certain issue, you can look it up. And I hope you can do that. I think you're going to be really good. You're definitely one of the Christ vibration, and God bless you for having to live through this time. I want you to also know, this is what Spirit wants me to leave you with too, is that this time we're going to succeed. We've been here before. We've tried to lift up. But this time we are going to succeed. And we are succeeding. And we are very strong this time around. And this is it. This planet is rising.
Mm-hmm.
And then just keep asking Christ to lead you each day. And trust Christ. And to your next step in your life, but trust each day the transformation that's going on in your energy, because it does take a year or two once you have those kind of events happen. It does. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm going to cut you loose.
Yeah, yeah, thank you so
much. It does take time.
Because I feel like I feel like a big truck just run me over. It's like,
I know.
Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
Yeah.
I know everything is fine. But then somebody say, oh, you did this, you did that. I say, really? 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 It's like, oh, God.
Yeah. It's like having phantom pains when you have a limb cut off, or when somebody passes away and you still think you see them, or you break up with them, you still think you see them or feel them there. It's like that. Energy is tricky, you know, because there's not a textbook. And so, you know, ask Christ and ask your intuition. I have to work with, it's been a rough year for me too. I couldn't do the show for a few months because I was too sensitive to energies because things had gotten so kicked up. So I had to do all my inner work all over again and over again and over again before I felt like I could do the show. So I did get a couple calls in here, and I'm going to get – it's so nice to hear from you, and God bless you one moment at a time.
Thank you.
Okay? All right.
Thanks.
Aloha.
Bye-bye. Aloha.
Bye. Okay, she's a long-time caller. She's from my old show, the Soul Sherpa. Okay, 805 area code, what can we work on today?
Hi, Alana. This is Donna. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you? I wanted to work on, I just went through a really bad time with this girl I knew 30 years ago, and she, like, abused me emotionally and yelling and all, and I succumbed to her, and I just paid her money to get her out of my life. And so I wanted to know what's coming up now, because that, you know, that was a lesson to me not to, you know, be very careful. The only reason I got involved with her is because I knew her 30 years ago, and I hadn't spoken to her in 30 years, but boy, had she changed. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know what you're feeling, what you're picking up on.
Why you seem to be drawn into that, and why the drama was close. I do honestly have to tell you that what I'm getting is whatever conclusion you've drawn, it was just that you needed to put closure on the relationship. And that's happening that's happening to me. It's happening, yeah, and that's all. I'm getting that's all. It wasn't like, so what I'm getting is you have probably changed a lot. And
yeah,
now your interaction was different than it would have, than it was years ago. And that was just to show you how much you're moving into a completely different direction with your interactions. Let's see if there seems like Spirit wants to tell me something else about that. Are you aware of what the conflict was? What was the basis of it? I mean, I know we have our superficial, the way people behave, but I'm just getting that it had to do with just the difference in the energy fields and the way that person handles. I'm picking up a word, rejection. That person anticipates rejection, and so they sabotage through their interactions. Did you pick up a read on why there was a difference or a problem, or did you feel the need to? I don't know. I was just getting some information.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's always getting everybody in trouble, and she wanted to stay here with her mother, my place, and I couldn't do it. I mean, and she wanted to get the manager in trouble because, you know, he didn't have papers to live here and, you know, things like that, and I just couldn't, I couldn't do it. I couldn't risk it.
Yeah, she's kind of like on a path of destruction is just the way she handles her smallness. So that's all it was. So,
and then she threatens everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I'm glad you got that handled. Is there anything else? We actually have to kind of zip through relationships, too. That's a good thing to mention at this point in time, because the universe, as we're rising, is trying to push us to the people that we should be working with in the future with a new, you know, the new way that society is going to be structured. We've had the wrong people running things. The wrong things have been in the power position, the wrong people. So as that's shifting, it's shifting who and how we're relating with people. So it's important that we get through the stuff real quick. If, you know, whatever's to be gotten through with any individual, we got to get through it quick. That's what I noticed about myself, too, is I'm like, boom, boom, boom. Handle the interactions real quick, and I don't get bogged down with it anymore.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I mean, but it was just torture, what she put me through. Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah, we need to be moving into a way to be loving. We have to be loving. And if people can't reach, if people can't be that way, I'm not sticking around anymore. I don't have patience for it anymore, because I know we're splitting the realms, and people who want to be, oh, great. I have Do Not Disturb on my phone, but not on my computer. Sorry about all the dings. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good message for everybody to get.
Now,
did you want
to
add anything
to
that?
I would like to meet a kind person, a companion, a male. And that's my intentions now, is to bring that in. So I have a loving, kind, trustworthy person in my life. Yeah. that I can, you know, have peace.
So everybody, you know, be what you want to attract, and you will. I've been really attracting very kind, loving people lately because, like I said, process the relationships that are difficult, process them out as quickly as possible, because if we feel frustration or anger towards them, because everything's manifesting really fast. So if we feel any frustration, you want to get past that, you know, with an individual or situation, because then you're broadcasting that energy and then you will continue to attract that energy. So you want to get yourself in a loving space and then start attracting loving people. And that doesn't mean we won't still, like I said, be attracting people with whom we had connections with in the past and we need to, put closure on those relationships. And I've had a lot of them come up for me too, so I'm guessing that comes up for everybody. And then, and definitely radiate, let go of the difficulty, because I know a lot of people that hang on to the difficulty of the past relationships, and then they keep attracting those, and they don't understand why, because that's what you're broadcasting. And so you got to let go of it as fast as you can. Neutralize the energy. We get through it, and then neutralize the energy and just put love on everything. I had some really big challenges last year, and every single one, it's hard to do, you know, even if you know you're supposed to do it. It's not like you go out there and sprinkle love on people, but whenever just in your own energy field and in your own center, when that person comes to mind, just love, love, love. Love is just neutral, actually, and it just dissolves things. It has nothing to do with what they deserve, but you just want to keep your energy field clear, and then you'll attract the right people, the people you seek. Okay, I got a couple minutes left. I got one more caller.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too. I like how the, you know, I elaborate because I'm doing this show to help educate people who might be feeling stuck and to give encouragement, you know. So I'm going to the 856 area code. What can we work on today?
Hi, Alana. It's Laura. I would like to know what you see for me around getting another job. I'm on a contract right now, and I'm just not happy with it. And I'd like to try to get something.
Yeah, remember, it all originates inside of you. What are we looking at here? I need you to talk a little bit more so I can tune into your higher self.
Okay, so I started a contract last month, and it really isn't going well. I'm not connecting the dots, I guess, and I don't think my boss likes me too much. I just get a bad feeling about this contract. So I'd like to try to get something.
It's probably a lot of what I've already talked about on the show. I don't know if you've been listening to the show, so I'll just reiterate it because everybody can really use this right now, is that our higher self is really seeking not only higher ground, but the situations that we're supposed to be involved in now. I am picking up a little bit of tuning into your higher self, not to hang on to, the Swedish lady is telling me I have 60 seconds left. I can hear it. You guys can't hear it. She's very loud. So it kind of interrupts my train of thought. Let me get back onto my train of thought. Is that what I am picking up from your higher self is to spend some time in self-examination about what you really want to do, because things are really manifesting fast. And what will happen is, unusually enough, we will get ourselves into situations where the people are not getting along, and it doesn't have anything to do with lessons to be learned or karma, but what it has to do is very often they're as displaced as we are. And so there's a discomfort level, but people don't self-examine, and people just have a strong tendency to blame their surroundings. So that's what I'm getting, is your boss isn't necessarily aligned with what he or she should be doing either. So what will help resolve this issue for you is to do some self-examination, check with your heart, and make sure that you are in line with what you really want to be doing. And not so much about the price of the cost, what do you call it, your compensation for the work, you know, disregarding all of that. Just pretend you have all the money in the world and say, what do I really want to be doing? Because right now, the universe and our higher selves are really pushing us to align with what we're really supposed to be doing. And that's what I'm getting for you.
I just want to.
And then once you.
That's probably what I want.
I know. I'm sorry it's the end of the show, but I can. Let me just see if I can leave you with a hint as to what. When you search your heart, I'm getting honor your heart and your self-worth with regard to your heart. So what I'm getting is there's probably something, if you choose to do this, things you want to do or that you believe in, but you don't necessarily have believe that you're capable of it, of whatever it is. I'm just getting that you really need to be. Try, give it some thought and then call in. I'm going to have my show probably on Tuesdays, and I'll start again on, it should be April 2nd. 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, April 6th, I'll probably have a show in the afternoon. And that's a Tuesday. And then call back in, and I'll try to remember 856, or you can send me an email. Let, you know, because it's going to cut me off, and that kind of distracts me a little bit because the computer will just, like, shut off at a certain point. I can usually help people tune into what's buried in their heart that they need to cut loose. But there is things in your heart. So why don't you search that for a while, and then we can discuss it some more.
Okay.
But you
right.
definitely can sail yourself out of where you're at. It's not where you belong. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks
for calling. I know. Okay, thanks. Yeah, some stuff is kind of, you know, I like to help people if they're, like, at the ready for, like, kind of like they're prepared with one question about their journey. When it's kind of vague, it's kind of hard because a lot of things might come in from spirit for a person. And on this show, I can only handle just a few minutes with each person. I wish I could do more than that. Well, that's why I'm going to be doing a one-hour show. So look forward to that. Click on follow so you will get notified when shows are set up. And like I said, I'm aiming for April 6th afternoon in Hawaii time, and I'm 6 hours from the East Coast right now. So anywhere in between there. All righty. I'll see you next time. Aloha.